BBC helps black studies professor claim the West is built on racism and call for black revolution unchallenged. By Jack Montgomery on July 8, 2018. BBC Newsnight has given a self-styled black radical free rein to insist that the West is built on racism and black people should unite to secure reparations and stage a revolution. Kehinde Andrews, who was appointed Britain's first ever professor of black studies at the publicly funded Birmingham City University, was invited to the publicly funded broadcaster's flagship news program to speak to Emily Maitlis about his new book, Back to Black, Retelling Black Radicalism for the 21st Century. The academic appears to be a favorite of the media giant, having also been filmed for a BBC Three segment in which he argued the English flag should be scrapped, in part because he believes the English were flying this flag during the Crusades and going around through Muslim countries trying to convert them, just last month. In another Newsnight segment last October, he argued British sports stars should take a knee or clench a fist during the British national anthem because the country's flag represents oppression. A friendly Maitlis began by asking Andrews, "What does black radicalism insist on, at its core?" "Well, it's two things," the academic replied. "One, is the unity of all people of African descent, both in the African continent and across the diaspora. And the second one is understanding that racism is in the DNA of this system and no reform or no legislation can change that. And nothing short of revolution can bring freedom to black people." Andrews was clear that, in his view, white supremacy is still with us today, and is, in fact, the basis of the global economy. Maitlis opted not to challenge any of Andrews's claims by pointing out their fundamentally ethno-nationalist basis or the fact he is able to live from a well-remunerated sinecure at a publicly funded university in a Western country despite the West's alleged racism, for example, and moved on to ask him about the revolutionary experience in Haiti, which features prominently in his book. Andrews claimed it was the revolution there that precipitated the end of the slave trade, not the morality of Britain, despite the British investing massive sums outfitting Royal Navy squadrons to clamp down on European slavers in the Atlantic, taking military action against Islamic slavers on the Barbary coast of North Africa, and forcing the Zanzibar Sultanate to end its participation in the ancient East African slave trade after crushing its rulers in a war which lasted less than an hour in 1896. Andrews also neglected to mention that the Haitian Revolution concluded with its leader, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, ordering the massacre of every white man, woman, and child on the island, with only a handful of exceptions. Maitlis did not raise the genocide either, merely asking Andrews why he felt events in Haiti did not catch on elsewhere. Maitlis's meek, uncombative approach to Andrews as he asserted that everything the British have today is built on the back of racism and slavery. The West is built on racism, and the principle of white supremacy is embedded into our political economy. It's something that happens today stands in stark contrast with her recent treatment of the Hungarian foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó. The BBC anchor exploded with rage when interviewing the anti-mass migration conservative, visibly quivering with fury at times as he insisted his government was not of the view that multiculturalism was by definition good and that it wished Hungary to remain a Hungarian country. "I don't think it's fair that you're unbalanced, you are one-sided," he told the presenter, after she accused his government of xenophobia outright. "The problem with the European Union is it believes in tolerance, diversity, and human rights," she shot back angrily. "And you are rejecting them all. So maybe it isn't for you." The BBC charter requires the corporation and its staff to show due impartiality as the price of its license fee money, but critics of the broadcaster suggest this is weakly enforced. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.